And now it's time for Queer Talk. Hey, Carter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Ron. Thank you very much. So, listeners, you're tuning in to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. This is Carter Witt, and I am welcoming back a past guest. It's been a little while, but we are going to listen and chat with and listen to music by Jen Foster. Welcome. I'm fine, thank you, sweetheart. So I'm going to embarrass you a little bit and run through your bio here. That talks about some really sweet stuff. Your special. We got live mics. Okay, good. First thing I want to point out is you are the first prize winner of the pop division of the John Lennon Songwriting Contest and first prize recipient of the Great American Songwriting Contest pop division. Lavender Magazine has called you one of the most popular, promising singer-songwriters of your generation. Some sweet stuff there.
That's really sweet. Well, I think, do I need to hire you for my PR guy or what? You're like really good.
Oh, well, thanks, baby. Thanks, baby. And these have led to some fun projects, yes?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm busier than I've ever been. Between touring, writing, I'm just got back from Los Angeles and had some great co-writes out there, and doing shows, got this upcoming tour with Antigone Rising, which is going to be great. Curve Magazine's about to do a killer write-up next month. They just gave us a little press too this month, so things are just... It's almost like too much to get into. I don't know what to say. I'm like overwhelmed. It's been really good though.
Me pull out some little parts. The first part being that you just got back in town because you've been away doing some collaboration writing. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually co-wrote with a woman named Eve Nelson, who's amazing. She's done some orchestral arrangements for Chaka Khan. She has had some incredible film and TV placements herself, and we wrote. She was actually had. I met her because she was also featured on the Venice series. So I've met some great people through Venice, and it's led to some killer things. So yeah, doing a lot of co-writing out there, and that's really what I was focused on there.
So let's explain to folks, the Venice series is a soap opera called Venice Beach.
Yeah,
and you have the theme song. Am I correct?
I have the theme song. Yeah, it's called Venice Beach. I actually wrote it before the series ever came about, and then a fan. This is one of the coolest things about being an independent artist is my fans hook me up with some of the best opportunities I've had. Like, I don't need a major label to do that for me. The fans are out there looking for gigs for me, looking for placements. And they're so helpful. And, that's why I just always try to be really good to the fans because they're so good to me, And so that placement came because a fan said, "Hey, Jen, there's a series that's looking for a theme, and they're called Venice. You've got a song called Venice Beach. It's a no-brainer." And she hooked me up with the producer. I sent the song to Kim Teresi at Venice, and within 2 days I had a call, and they loved the song and thought I wrote it for them,
Wow.
So it fit the script so well that... they actually thought I'd just sort of written it for them. So, and I hadn't. It just happened to be one of those perfect little twists of fate. So
serendipity, as it were.
There you go, serendipity. Yes, yes. It was beautiful.
Yes. And so, Ron, do you have a Venice Beach queued up for us?
Yes, we do. Here we go. Venice Beach by Jen Foster.
You say you're looking for something you've never found. The last time I checked, I was lost and wandering around. I know just how it feels to be the best thing you ever had. I'm still not quite good enough to be the last one. And there you go, spinning. You never know what you got till you lose it. And here I am, waiting all these years. You're not even here.
You
can look all over this great big world. You can look down every street and every bookstore, on every dance floor, and every girl you meet. You can drive out to California and chase down all your dreams. I'm sure you'll find someone beautiful, but you'll never, never find me. Hey, they say that real love is completely letting go. Well, my hands are way up in the air, and you're somewhere in Arizona. Just a few more hundred miles, and you'll have everything you need, except for these arms to hold you in that lab.
This is an interesting new genre of soap opera, right? This Venice Beach?
You know, the soaps are going off TV now. And I don't know if you noticed, but like it's like a lot of them are disappearing. And so they're taking it to the web. Actually, Crystal Chappelle, who created Venice, is sort of a groundbreaker in that realm, because she decided to create Venice and bring some of her soap star friends in with her. And along with Kim Teresi, she, helped, create this thing. And it's just taken off. I mean, they won an Emmy last year for a category that it's the first of its kind for a web series. Okay. And so it's really brought thousands of new fans to my music. I actually have a really cool story about how they brought me in to the, they were tweeting every Wednesday with their fans. Okay. And so when I got the theme song, they brought me into this tweeting thing.
Okay.
Well, so I get tweeted that this question, it's somebody that said, "Hey Jen, we're kind of old school. We don't do the digital download thing. Do you have the theme song on a CD?" I didn't. So, just off the top of my head, I said, we'll set up a PayPal button on my website, and if you just send $10 plus shipping and handling, I'll put a cheap Office Max CD in my computer and burn the theme and throw a couple extras on it for you. I thought I'd get maybe 15 or 20 orders.
Right.
The next morning, we had 500 orders in the inbox. And not only did they get the theme song and the special edition CD that we created, but they got, some of them got dog tags, t-shirts, some people got the other CDs. Some of the orders were as much as $200 a pop. So literally this translated, this one tweet translated into over $16,000 for us.
Wow.
It was crazy. And I was in my living room that weekend with my girlfriend who was working with me at the time and my internet marketing person, and we were like, it was like an assembly line.
Yeah,
well, I was burning, signing, they were packing, they were looking at the orders and putting in CDs and t-shirts with and addressing them and running them to the post office. So it took us 3 days, but we just working constantly, but we got all the orders out.
Right.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was really amazing. It's a great story, I think, of the power of Twitter.
Right, because the folks are tied directly in to their area of interest. So
exactly,
there's not distractions of other commercials and stuff on the series or any of those things. It's,
right,
it's kind of laser focus.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And this is another one of those stories of being your own business. Right, you have your own label.
Have my own label. Yeah, you know, I mean, there were years that I would have loved. I thought I would have loved to have had a major deal. Everybody sort of thinks that's the quan, if you will. You know, you want that big deal with, you know, Universal or Sony. And in retrospect, I'm really glad that didn't happen for me. I just ended up having to get really creative, dig deep, and I just knew that I had this calling and this purpose. I love writing music. I always have something to say about something that's going on, and I just had to sort of dig my heels in and do it myself, you know, and bring people around me that loved that sort of saw the vision, supported it, and wanted to help. And a lot of people have helped me through the years, just volunteering their time, which I, you know, really appreciate. And there's also been some people that I brought on and have been able to give some, you know, to sort of put on salary. So, and at this point, things are just really going great. I've got a great assistant working with me named Carol, and I've got a digital marketing guy that's great named Charles Alexander, and it's just mobilizing. We sort of mobilize the fans, and we make stuff happen. So it's exciting,
right? And you, the label is the cutest little name, I think.
Foster child,
because your label is your child.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm a foster. So
yeah.
And I always like that because my second record was called The Underdogs, and I've just always had this affinity. You know, being a kid in high school and being gay and trying to fit in and always sort of identifying with the outcasts and the misfits in life. And
right.
So foster child just seemed to be a good name for a lot of reasons.
Implications here and
there you go.
And across
yeah.
the board.
Double meaning. Yeah.
Double meaning. Sweet. So you did mention that you have a Curve article going out, which is an interview with yourself and Antigone Rising.
Yeah.
And you all met here at Nashville Pride, is that correct?
We did, yeah. And I've always heard of Antigone and had caught songs here and there and just seen them in magazines like Curve and online. A lot of my fans love them. So it was like, wow, I was hanging out after the show and these girls jump over. That was in the little VIP area, and, you know, and we were just having some fun with some fans. And then two of the girls from Antigone, Kristen and Nene, hopped over the fence. And I knew Nene Camps. She's actually the new lead singer for Antigone, and I've known her for years. So she hopped over, and she's like, oh, my God, Jen! You know, we hadn't seen each other in a while. And Kristen, who's also in the band. And they were so nice, and they saw the show, loved it. And we started talking, and like, what? They said, why haven't we done a show together before? And I said, well, I don't know. I'd love to do that. And so it went from let's do a show together to talking to our booking agents and putting them in touch. And then it's turned into this whole tour that we thought, why not just make a thing of it? I mean, a one-off show is, it's actually easier sometimes to just go ahead and make a tour of it, you know?
Right.
So.
And that's when you're kicking off with the 12th and Porter show?
Well, actually, 12th and Porter is going to be with Patrice Pike, who's awesome.
Sorry.
And it is before that Antigone tour, so you're not completely wrong. But yeah, no, it's That's going to be cool. That's going to be my Nashville EP release.
And, oh, okay.
And that's this little EP here right now.
That is the EP, which has your newest one, which is You Stayed.
Yeah.
And that's your collaboration with Jeffrey Steele.
Yeah. What an amazing experience working with him.
Well, before we wander into working with him, I want to say this is 12th and Porter on September 21st.
Yep.
So folks can check your website.
Yep.
And get tickets for that.
Yeah.
And then they get to hear this wonderful work you've written with Jeffrey Steele.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you were saying you're really enjoying working with Jeffrey.
Well, you know, we had that one co-write, and there's been some, you know, good communication since then, and he really feels strongly about the song and is pitching it as well. And of course we'd love to get a big cut with it, but I always record everything I write anyway and do my own little artist thing with them, and I take everything I write and run with it anyway. But would I love to get a cut with Keith Urban or Wynonna or something? I've come close. I've had a few holds. I've had Secondhand Love's been on hold with Wynonna. I have a song called There For You that was recently on hold with Rascal Flatts. Some really cool stuff going on. Very close, but my feeling is you know what? I almost welcome rejection now, or failure, because I think it makes you... It's made me stronger, because it just makes me more determined. I'm going to do this. I'm going to freaking do this, you know,
right.
Like try to prove me wrong. But you know, so you just get up every day and you keep going. You can't be defeated, you know?
Right. So you're in the industry, quote unquote, here in Nashville, and you're out to your peers in the industry.
Yes, I am. I've always been. Now, my approach is just be yourself. You know, do your thing, live your life. We're still in the Bible Belt here. I notice a difference because I travel all over the country. So I notice a big difference between the way the gay issue is in L.A., in New York, and Nashville. It's just very different. I mean, let's be honest. There's still some closed-mindedness here, a little bit of sort of a lack of understanding, maybe because there aren't as many people that are out. I don't know. I just know that what I can do, my little part, is being out, being open, being myself. And hopefully that helps create change at some point in parts of the country that are maybe a little not as open, you know?
Right, right. And so, you know, Nashville's still got a little way to go, but it's not...
We're making progress. I think the whole world is, you know, it's... With the internet and everything being so global and everything, it's just, you know, it's coming around. We're getting there.
Well, and it's clearly not the bar from the door that it used to be, because you're certainly working with a lot of people that probably, you know, 15 years ago that would have just been we can't be associated, but now they don't care.
I think so. I think it's getting a little easier. And, I mean, I guess in the music business, too, people just tend to be a little bit more progressive and open-minded. So I don't meet as much... You know, if it's going on, if there's criticism going on about that, it's going on behind my back. I don't face much of it directly. Let's put it that way.
Well, we wanted to listen to You Stayed. Ron, do you have number one queued up for us?
Here we go.
All right.
When I have an asthma.
Good job.
Where it was, you could have left me in my buzz. You didn't have to see it through, and if you didn't, who would have blamed you? You didn't have a thing to prove, a thing to gain, much more to lose. If I were you, I would have lost my number long ago, but you stayed. Everybody else away. stayed. You gave. You stayed.
All the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Listeners, we're back with more Queer Talk Radio, where I'm talking with Jen Foster, and we were just listening to You Stayed, which is on her latest EP. So, Jen, you do a few local events and organizations. One of is the Nashville Songwriters Association.
Yeah, I'm the artist writer rep on the board there. So I'm. It was kind of intimidating at first. I got invited by Bart, who's Bart Herbison, who kind of heads that up. He asked me if I'd be interested in being the artist writer rep on that board, and it's like people like Rivers Rutherford, and a lot of people out there may not know a lot of these people because they're writing these hits that Tim McGraw and Faith Hill and just huge artists sing. But these are like number one songwriters I'm sitting on the board with, so it was a little kind of intimidating coming into that mix, but Bart wanted to, you know, they feel strongly they want to have the independent ilk represented, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I'm out there touring and doing my thing, and so it's been a really huge learning experience for me. I'm learning a lot from these guys, and I mean these are like they've just like got the craft of songwriting down, and I really respect that. I mean I have to say that, you know, I tour a lot outside of Nashville, but working in Nashville has been the biggest learning experience of my life in terms of becoming a better songwriter, because the standards here are so high. I mean, it's not like you're writing a journal entry anymore. You're playing with the big boys here. You gotta like think about beginning, middle, end, double meaning, crafting every line is important, kind of thing. So it's been a huge honor to be part of that. Definitely.
And you're learning lots from your folks you're with there in the...
Yeah, yeah. You know, I love the balance of my life. It's really interesting to just sort of be out there and be able to perform and lay my heart out on my sleeve with the fans and hang out with them on the road and then come back here and work with some people that I have tremendous respect for as songwriters. And do a little writing, do a little performing, do a little pitching. The business side of it, I'm always learning more about. So it's never a dull moment, Carter. I'll tell you that.
Right. And it's a good way to transition from a life of touring, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I get to come home, and I've got my dogs. You and I were chit-chatting about our dogs before the show, and I love coming home and seeing my little my little fat boy, Huey.
Right.
You went I've got away, three dogs now. What's yeah. that?
That you went away, you came back look that they never fail to have.
They love you no matter what. It's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. Unlike some of the girlfriends I've had. No.
Oh, no.
No, you know how it is, but the dog, I always, you know, I joke about that. It's like the dog... They never criticize you. They never nag at you. It's the perfect relationship. My
right.
Chihuahua is just right. He's the right speed for me.
Right. And if they are complaining, you don't understand anyway, right?
You can't understand. Exactly. So you don't have to respond.
Right. Just scratch their ears, and they're so much better.
Oh, my gosh. You give my Chihuahua a treat. You've just made it. That's all he needs.
Oh, yes. I understand that one completely. Oh my goodness! So, you know, we want to plug folks that we do want to look at your site, which is jenfoster.com.
Yep.
Nice, straight, easy to find address. They can keep up with what you got going on and find out about the tour if they're listening to us from other parts of the country, and they get to listen to a few of your numbers there on site. Fewer songs, excuse me. The numbers are more of the musical
theater. I like
that.
That's
theater.
So old school of you. I love it.
Yeah, well, I'm old.
That's so Broadway. Let me do a little Broadway number for you,
yeah,
Carter.
Yeah.
I love
it. You know, that's my background. It's theater, so you know it creeps in a lot. But we're gonna play out a song here in a few minutes. But we want to lead into this because this I believe in this love has a little background. It's a love affair story, right?
Well, I tell you what it's about is kind of like reconnecting with an ex-love.
Okay.
Who maybe wasn't quite done with her previous relationship before. Yeah, it's a little, you know, I mean, come on. Haven't we all done it a little? Just, Carter, come on. Help me out here.
Oh,
here we go.
Not going to tell these stories on the air.
Juicy conversation, right? But yeah, you know, my music is kind of like therapy for me. So that song was sort of me processing that, that experience of revisiting things with an ex.
Right. Right.
And so I think the song speaks for itself if you take a listen.
Okay. Well, we will cue that up here in just a moment. But before we listen to this song, I want to thank Jen Foster for coming in today and spending time in the studio with us so we could catch up.
Thank you so much. It's you know, I love Ron. You're like a new guy. I just met you at Starbucks, and you're so sweet. You led me over here to the studio, and I just have always had a great experience doing interviews here. So thank you so much, Ron, for having me. Carter, thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. And folks, you have been listening to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production. This is Carter Witt thanking you for tuning in today. And now, I Believe in This Love by Jen Foster and Rich Shocks.
She asked where I've been these days. I said, I swear, lost in a haze. Not your fault, it's just all that I've got. It's not you, babe, it's me. You showed up, my ghost from the past. This coffee shop is where we come back to begin again, under my skin again. You, I can't resist. And there's nothing like this wanting. It's complete, it's enough. I believe in this love, and there's no one gets me undone at the seams. It's your love, I believe. To wreck our long goodbye, left your lips on my neck. Damn these secrets, I hope that she sees it. I just want free, cause there's nothing like this wanting. It's complete, it's enough. I believe in this love, and there's no one getting. your love. I believe.